Hey, you're live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Hegler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Thursday night. Extra cheese. That's right. I told you when there's stuff to talk about later in the day, I'm going to be coming back. And now I'm all liquored up because I've been drinking beer since five. So what's going on, folks? Big B, stop your crying about trivia. It'll be back at some point, probably just not on Monday. Just relax. We're working on something big. It's going to be awesome. Just relax. Trivia's not going away for good. It's probably just going away for a little bit. But when it does return, you're going to be like, oh my God, Nagler was right. This is awesome. So just chill, man. And no, it's got nothing to do with Game On Wisconsin or whatever that place is called. Perry's doing that with Maggie and they're killing it on Monday nights. Whatever else they're doing over there is going to be great. What we're doing with trivia and at Cheesehead TV has nothing to do with that. It's not a reaction to that. It's not because they're doing that. Perry's not busy because, you know, and she can't do it, etc. It's got nothing to do with any of that. So relax, Big B. Jamal Williams is still the GOAT. You're still the man. Freddie Mercury is still the best front man that ever lived. Salute. Beer 30, you got that right. So we heard a lot from Mark Murphy today. And the Packers in general. And I will say, as a shareholder, as someone who has attended every shareholder meeting for the past X number of years, can that be permanent? That was so much better today, hearing from Murphy and Brian Gutekunst and the attendant executives. So much better in that environment. Don't need to be in Lambeau. Don't need to be in front of a crowd. It was so much more accessible, comfortable. Please, whoever's in charge of the Packers, because I know you're watching, please make that an annual occurrence. It was so much nicer. And also, by the way, speaking of the Packers and people with the Packers, working for the Packers, maybe, oh, say, in charge of the Packers, Mark Murphy gave Cheesehead TV a little shout-out during the media availability, which I notice isn't available on Packers.com, and I suspect they're probably editing this out. But I asked a question, and afterwards, he literally said, I got a question for Aaron Nagler. I was like, oh, yes? And he said, who is Packer Aaron? Is that you on Cheesehead TV? I got to admit, I was a little dumbfounded. I said, well, yeah, that's been my handle since we founded the site. He was like, oh, okay, just wondering. So, Mark Murphy, all I want to know is what's your handle on Cheesehead TV? What's your username? Let us know so we can, you know, I don't know, give you a shout out. Tell you what's up. It would have been hilarious. Perry posited that it was probably Big B is probably Mark Murphy. So Big B, I understand why you're upset. Trivia's going away. I know Murphy's a huge trivia guy, so that makes sense. Mark Murphy is a Cheesehead TV regular confirmed. Joey, that's what I'm talking about. I was a little dumbfounded. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I mean, this is the same organization that has denied Cheesehead TV credentials for a decade, but the CEO and president is apparently a daily reader. I'm just saying. Can we get to the bottom of this, please? My goodness. Is it Aaron Nagler's dog, Mark Murphy? Yes, Mark Murphy is YouTube account Aaron Nagler's dog confirmed. There you go. My goodness. Looking a bit starstruck. Well, I couldn't believe it. Mark Murphy acknowledging the existence of Cheesehead TV. This is the same man when Corey and I were on the red carpet of Lombardi here in New York for the Broadway premiere. Was very nonplussed, very uninterested. Back in the day during Fan Fest, he was pretty dismissive of Cheesehead TV, but now apparently an avid reader. So all good. Oh my goodness, Travis. Is Mike Holmgren Pro Football Hall of Fame worthy? 1,000,000,000% yes. Should have been in a long time ago. No question about it. Mike Holmgren is one of the greatest play callers to ever grace a NFL sideline. Took two teams to a Super Bowl, one of those spots. No question about it. Jitsu, thanks for the super chat. Mark Murphy has a Cheesehead TV app on his phone. he probably does. That's probably how he knows about it. I'll bet that's what happened. Mark Murphy talked to Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur was on his phone, had the Cheesehead TV app open, And Mark Murphy was like, what's that? Oh, it's Cheesehead TV. Oh, you've cracked the code, Jitsu. There you go. Biggest takeaway from the shareholders meeting. Mm-hmm. Well, I think the big headline is that the Packers are finalists to host the draft in 2024. Things got bumped back a bit because they've had to readjust the schedule due to this year's draft being canceled in Las Vegas. The Packers have been in the running for a year a little earlier than that, but now they are one of the finalists, and it sounds like there's three other teams that are possible. Murphy feels good about their chances. Clearly didn't want to talk too much about it because he doesn't want to jinx anything, but 2024 sounds pretty realistic. On top of that, you've got the Big Ten Championship, which after 2023, I believe he said, is going to be up for a possibility at Lambeau Field, which, hey, Big Ten Championship at Lambeau in December, bring that to me. I would love that. I think the atmosphere would be so special. That would be outstanding. So much better than playing it in a dome in Indianapolis. So that was a headline. As for the season that is supposedly right upon us, you know, he did confirm, because this hasn't been announced by the league, but he did confirm that there are going to be no preseason games. He seems very confident that there will be a season. Now, you know, whether fans are able to attend, that's another matter. Probably looking at empty stadiums for at least the first part of the season, though he did talk a bit more than I expected about having fans in the stands at some point this season. Between 10 and 12,000 is the number they keep throwing around. Financially, they seem very well situated. If you talk about, you know, all the stuff that's going on with, you know, the revenue streams and the possibility of not having fans all year and how that affects local markets, etc., one would think the smallest team in the league with the, you know, smallest media market, etc., would be grossly affected adversely, and that sounds like it will be anything but. And again, I've said it before, that's a big credit to Mark Murphy. Not only because they have the corporate reserve fund, which was obviously around before Murphy arrived, but the filling of said fund, a large part of that is due to everything they've done around Lambeau with Titletown, etc., filling those coffers for just such an occasion. But yeah, if they are able to bring in those 10 to 12,000 fans, they may even break even, which, given everything that's going around, everything that's happening in our country right now, that's pretty damn amazing. That little tiny little Green Bay, Wisconsin can weather that storm. Again, it's a testament to Mark, everything that he's done, everything that everyone in that building is doing, really. So props to all them. Outside of that, you know, those are the headlines, right? Brian Gutekunst gave his state of football little presentation there at the beginning. Basic overview of the offseason, the last year or so. Nothing earth-shattering there. It's always a nice kind of overview. It is interesting, though, in this environment, the virtual environment, you know, usually during this meeting, that is the highlight or one of the highlights for the crowd that's in attendance because, you know, you're talking football, right? And then the rest of it is like really boring business stuff, usually. But I thought today was interesting because I thought the other headlines were more important and a lot more kind of engaging than the football stuff, because we all know that. We all watched this team for the last year. We know what's going on with the ball club. Yeah, and they did have a special video presentation after Brian spoke about, you know, the last year. It was narrated by Wayne Larrabee. I suspect they'll probably have that on their website at some point soon, so look out for that. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Is Mark Murphy the BJ Raji Patreon account? I think you're onto something there. I mean, he could be anywhere, right? At this point, now that we know that he's clearly checking out Cheesehead TV on the regular, he could be anywhere. He could be anybody. Hell, that BJ Raji Patreon account has been in our credits for a long time. Who knows? He could be him. Mark Murphy, not only giving his own money to COVID relief and social justice causes, but also helping support Cheesehead TV. So, you know, shout out to Mark Murphy. That's all I got to say. Hey, what's up, Tom Grassi? Grassi Posse Nation in the house. Grassi, ask Murphy, you guys are buddies. Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, I'm just a lowly little blogger. But Tom Grassi's had Mark Murphy on his show not once, but twice. So I, far be it from me. If anybody's got the inside scoop on Mark Murphy, it's Tom Grassi. Nagler, I have spotted cow. Come over to my house. I saw your little picture, man. Yeah, I'm all in. I'll be there tomorrow. Save some for me. Thanks for being you. Seriously, helps. Oh, Mark, that is really kind of you. Thank you for checking out Cheesehead TV, making us part of your Packers routine. That's what we're here for. How do you think Lombardi would do coaching in today's NFL? You know what? I think it's funny because you get that picture of a hard-ass disciplinarian, and most people would tell you that probably wouldn't fly in today's league. But I think players are smart. I think they know what he's about. You look at where he was as far as being on the forefront of social justice, the integration of African-Americans into his ball club, how important that was to him, how important it was to him, you know, at a time when there was still segregation going on in many parts of the country, some parts where they actually played. He wouldn't allow his team to stay at a hotel that segregated, et cetera. I think those things would have were really connected with his players. They would have seen, okay, this guy has our back. Yeah, I think we're doing pretty damn good. You know, that's the mark of a great coach. Every great coach is a great teacher. That has been true since sports began. And Lombardi was clearly a great teacher. You know, like Mike Holmgren was, Bill Walsh was, all the best coaches are great teachers. And I think that transcends whatever else you have to deal with. So, yeah, I think Lombardi would have been pretty damn good. Oh, Nags, Atomic Hound, what's up? Which players are strong candidates to opt out? Well, that's a good question. I wish I had an answer. It's impossible to say without knowing intricate histories and or situations going on with their family members, because I've seen some pushback on social, misguided, I think, about, oh, they're a bunch of millionaires, stop crying. Like, even if you get it, you're going to be okay. And maybe that's true. You know, there are certainly guys. I mean, look at, you know, Von Miller had it, and he seems ready to report from all accounts. You know, sure, okay, fine. Maybe they are okay, but it's not just about them. It's about family members. It's about their situations, whether maybe they've got a pregnant wife, maybe they've got, grandparents that they're supporting that for whatever reason are part of their daily routine. It's impossible to say who may be considering it. And look, up to this point, they're meeting as I chat with you right now, the NFLPA and the league, about how they're going to go about utilizing this kind of option. Like, who can opt out? How can they opt out? What are the ramifications, not only on the roster spot, but on the contract, etc.? So we'll see how this plays out. These next few days are incredibly important. There's no doubt about that. With the 28th looming as the original supposed report date, I asked Mark Murphy about the fact that he wrote in his column, the Murphy Takes Five on Packers.com, a couple weeks ago that, you know, July 21st was the supposed day that rookies were supposed to report. That day came and went. There was a report they were supposed to report today. That didn't happen. So I asked him, you know, point blank, what's holding up? What's holding you up? Is it the NFLPA not signing off on their COVID protocols, et cetera? And he kind of punted on the question, which I wasn't surprised about. But, you know, my hunch is they're still waiting for the league and the PA to hammer these things out. So, you know, he said his phrasing was that Matt LaFleur was still working out how he wanted to go about it, which, oh, okay, maybe that's true. But I tend to think it's probably much more about the league and the PA coming to an agreement when it comes to not only the COVID stuff, but financially, which deals with the opt-out idea. Is Cheesehead TV hiring, and who do we talk to for an interview? Travis, we're always on the lookout. I'll just throw this out here. We get emails almost every single day about people looking to write for the site, do stuff online, etc., for us, for our brand, whatever. And I'm really appreciative of it. The biggest, best thing you can do if you want to work for Cheesehead TV or be involved in any way, shape, or form is to do your own thing. We are on the lookout 1,000,000,000% of the time for people we like, people we think have an interesting angle, people who are obviously passionate Packers fans. If you do something, we'll find it. We consume everything when it comes to the Packers. So, you know, do your own thing. And we'll find you. But that said, yeah, shoot me an email, Aaron@cheeseheadtv.com. Tell me what you're all about. I read it all. And we'll see. That's about as official as a pitch as you get, Cheesehead TV. People need to realize the players aren't the only ones involved in this. Pete Carroll, Belichick, Andy Reid, etc. aren't exactly young, spry athletes. Couldn't have said it better myself, Adam. There is a whole network of people, and it was interesting to hear Mark Murphy talk about how Lambeau Field has had to have a complete makeover. We all saw, or most of us probably read, Peter King's column on Monday morning regarding his tour of the Vikings facility. I think every NFL building is going to be very different this year, and we're probably not going to be privy to a lot of it because we're not going to be allowed in. You know, as far as just not even just the social distancing, but how they go about, you know, utilizing practice space, meeting areas, etc. It's all got to be kind of made into its own little quarantine, physically as well as just what do you call it? What's the word I'm looking for? Can't think of it right now. Hello from 915, sign Aaron Jones, go Pack, go. What's up, Tony? Yeah, I think Aaron Jones will get done. Still a lot of ball game left in that regard. It's interesting. I think it seems pretty clear. Now, maybe this is not the case, but it seems pretty clear that Russ Ball and company are waiting on the NFLPA and the league to come to whatever agreement they're going to come to in regards to what the salary cap is going to be next year, and then they will work around that. Because right now there's a lot up in the air when it comes to what the salary cap is going to look like next year. And I know we've seen other teams sign guys, the Chiefs being the ones that have been in the headlines most recently with Mahomes and Jones, but they had a very different cap situation than the Packers have. And I think the Packers have to be a little bit trepidatious when they're, you know, looking to extend guys. Okay. Next, can you name your imaginary dog Jamal Williams and trade him for an undrafted pick? I don't want to give Big B a heart attack, so I'm not going to do that. Tom Grassi, wait, you're hiring? Tom, you just keep, you know, doing what you're doing. Maybe it'll catch our eye. I don't know. I mean, Corey barely knows you exist. So just keep plugging away on the YouTube there, and maybe you'll get a call. It's the best advice I can give. And thanks for uploading. You're welcome, Dan. Thanks for checking it out. What if I win trivia? Does that count? Krista Reynolds, by the way, two nights in a row has taken trivia. Pretty damn impressive. Colin Jenkins or Dean Lowry, Brian, that is not even a question. Are you kidding me? Come on. Dean's fine, but Colin Jenkins was a fucking man. One of the reasons they fell off after their Super Bowl victory was because they let Colin Jenkins walk. No, Colin Jenkins by a country mile. Let's see what else we got. Will no preseason games hurt Josh Jackson's MVS chances to make the team? No chance to prove it. You know, it's interesting because I actually think it kind of helps because of their draft status, the fact that they are draft picks, they know the system, the systems on both sides of the ball, and the fact that there isn't going to be a ton of competition. Now, maybe, and we still don't even know what that's going to be as far as it is. Is it 14 practices, is it 8 practices, is it 10 practices with pads on, etc. Whatever that ends up being, whatever camp ends up being, you know, it's going to take some real work from some undrafted guy or someone lower on the totem pole, so to speak, to dislodge those guys. I do think of those two, I think Josh Jackson is probably in the more precarious spot because I think guys like Kadar Holman, Chandon Sullivan, you know, they've got a real legit shot at making him expendable. And he has shown precious little so far to make one think that, yeah, we're definitely got to keep that guy. I think he's got a little bit more of a hill to climb than MBS, but I do think, like I said, because of the limited amount of time they're going to have for evaluation, the limited amount of time they're going to have on the field, because he has been in the system for a number of years, yeah, I think you keep that guy. Especially, you know, he's cheap labor at this point. Was he third year of his rookie contract? That's dirt cheap comparatively, you know? So we'll see. What's up, Aaron? What's up, Jeff? How you doing? Clone Kenny Clark. Now there's an idea, Nick. Now we're thinking outside the box. I like it. I like it a lot. Big B, I love your commitment to this bit. Jamal Williams or a goat? Oh, wait, that's the same person. Fair. Fair. Both goats. Let's see what we got here. We'll take one or two more. Pay Kenny Clark. Joey, you got that right. When will they cut down to 80 for camp? Bradley, whenever the PA and the league come to an official agreement. I know that number has been bandied about. Hell, Mark Murphy referenced it both during the shareholders meeting and during the media availability today, but neither one of those are official yet. There's literally negotiating as we speak. So if and when that does become official, you'll see teams start to make their cuts. I do think Murphy did mention they are looking at having an expanded practice squad because of COVID-19. I expect a lot of those guys to land there. But, you know, keep it tuned to GSAT TV and Packers stuff everywhere, because I think that information will be coming in the next probably 24 to 48 hours, was my hunch. All right, guys, I'm going to have to jump. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out with me on a Thursday night, talking some Packers, 121 lost souls joining me here on Extra Cheese. Can't thank you enough. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like, hit subscribe. And if you really like what we do at Cheesehead TV, please consider giving us $5 a month, just a month, five a month on our Patreon, patreon.com/cheeseheadTV. It supports everything we do. Again, can't thank you guys enough. I'll be back in the morning. Packers Daily at 10 a.m. right here on the YouTube channel. Thanks a lot, everyone. Have a great night. Go Pack Go. Oh, and hit like, hit subscribe. Tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide.